Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Kale and Farmer Hughes, and we're both from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this delightful summer morning from the beautiful studios of 89.7 FM, WTBR, Pittsfield Community Radio, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, and good morning to all you people out there in Radio Land. How was everybody's weekend? How was yours, Kev?
Mine was fine, I think, once it was over. It became a memory.
Mine was busy.
Mine was busy as well.
Always busy.
And it's, our yard's getting busy. I'm sure yours is, too.
Oh, it's blowing up with flowers everywhere that I forgot I had.
We still have bags of soil that need to be planted, but other than that, everything is fine.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we have a nice show planned for you today. I'm going to be playing some of the Irish music scene in London CDs. We're going to be hearing from Christy Moore and Dave Glover's show band. How about you, Farmer?
Well, I'm going to do a Lancum song today, and Saw Doctors, and maybe Park Stevens.
Oh, I hope
at
so.
At some time.
Excellent.
Yeah, I ain't heard from him in a while, so.
Okay,
here we'll we go. We'll see how it goes.
We're going with the tradition of Irish music in London for the first music on this show.
Plowed a lonely furrow to the north, south, east and west of all the navigators, Brendan was the best. When he ran out of candles, he was forced to make a stop. So we tied up in Long Island, put America on the map. Did you know that Honolulu was from a Carey man who went on to find Australia, then China and Japan? When he was touching 70, he began to miss the crack. Turning to his albatross as he aim heading back. Oh, is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take for mizzen head? Well, I'd love to settle down near Ventry Harbour. Send Brendan to his albatross, he said. To make it fast, he bent the mast and built up mighty steam around Terra del Fuego and up the warm Gulf Stream. As he crossed the last horizon, Mount Brandon came in sight. And when he cleared the customs into Dingleford and night, When he got the spuds and bacon, he went to douse the drought. He headed west to Kruger's to murder pints of stout. Around be Ballyferritor and up the Connor Pass. He freewheeled into Brandon, the saint was home at last. Oh, was it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take from his head? Well, I'd love to settle down near Ventry Harbour. Send Brendan to his albatross, he said. The entire population came, the place was chock-a-block. Love nor money wouldn't get your nose inside the shop. The fishermen hauled up their nets and farmers left their hay. Kerry people know that saints don't turn up every day. Everything was going grand till Brendan did announce his reason for returning was to try and set up house. All the girls were flabbergasted at St. Brendan's neck to seek a wife so late in life and him a total wreck. Oh, is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take for mizzen head? Well, I'd love to settle down near Ventry Harbour. Send Brendan to his albatross, he said. Worn out by rejection that pierced the poor man's pride. Begot, says Brendan, if I run, I'll surely catch the tide. Turning on his sandals, he made straight for the docks. And hauling up his anchor, he cast off from the rocks. As he sailed past Inishfechtelon, there stood the albatross. I knew you'd never stick it out, 'tis great to see a boss. I'm bailing out, says Brendan, I badly need a break. Oh, all this dingle-dangin', it's more than I can take. Oh, is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take from mizzen head? Well, I'd love to settle down near Ventry Harbour. Send Brendan to his albatross, he said.
Of the show bands as far as Northern Ireland was concerned. Put your hands together for Mr. Dave Glover.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the king of the golden trumpet, Mr. Dave.
The king of the golden trumpet, Farmer.
So that was a that was a good one.
It was. I like to play these. I have, as I mentioned before, I've had several CDs of the show band era in Ireland between the 70s and the early 80s, and I used to go to some of the show bands when I lived there.
Yeah, see.
It's a place to go at night, so especially in the country. So anyway, that was Dave Glover, his show band, with Wonderland by Night. And before that, we heard one of Christy Moore's funnier songs from his album Where I Come From and St. Brendan's Voyage. I think it's a very humorous song. And we started off with, from the album, The Continuing Tradition of Irish Music in London. It Was Great Altogether is the other name of the CD. And what the reels you heard were O'Callaghan's reel and The Hare's Foot.
Oh, The Hare's Foot.
The Hare's Foot, a well-known reel, actually. And you're going to start us off, Farmer.
Yeah, I'm going to start this set off with Lenkum.
Oh, okay.
Get another coffee. It's a long one.
It's a long one.
Sharp is the wind, cold is the rain, harsh is the white and white fury.
is by a good fairing, low in the margo. Is in the realm, marhele ba. Yalish Hamsa Achtenish to Brego Gomei Haru Mega Krono Guirach Ligma Fat Agus Hachid Bega. For me, Borer is me, Mohol Milzach, Nir Veshen Angra. Nachtirach ribachon nach kaske is me ermachune as karin ang raste is ma. For me, it's a more she's left on near words to deal in is we to elohid is we some on when to set is when to shear ye, when to room is when to my aim, when to on ya.
That was really special, I thought. Roisin Elsalty. She's of Belgian-Irish background. The name of the album is Musique du Monde, Music of the World, with her version of Donal Og, which, believe it or not, that song was close to 7 minutes, and that's a short version of it. That's a shorter version of it.
That was like my first song here today.
It was, yes. Donal Og, Young Donal. And the second song in that set was from Marston Smith, who's a cellist out of London. And he entertained us with May Morning Dew. And the name of his album is Celtic Cello.
Celtic Cello.
Celtic Cello. I'm waiting for Celtic clarinet myself, but this was Celtic Cello.
Oh, nice.
And you're going to start us off, Farmer?
I started us off that set with Lancome's The Hunting of the Wren, and that was off the Live Long Day album, which is got only, it's only got seven songs on it, eight songs on it, and it seems like it runs for about
3 days long, is it?
Yeah.
So but that's a great, that song refers to a great tradition in Kerry.
Oh, yeah.
Of the Hunting of the Wren.
So. Yeah, that was, wasn't it the ones that miscast women that were thrown out of society had to go live up there in something? I thought I read something like that, but I could be wrong.
You could be. But it's a whole, we know people whose last name is Wrens, and that's where it comes from.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So anyway.
And so I'll start this set out with Pork Stevens.
There's something that I have to tell you. I've written you a letter, sent it off today, but I couldn't wait, I just had to call you. I've got a ticket and I'm on my way. I want to be in Ireland for the summer. It'll be coming soon, I'm on my way. I just can't wait to hear the music and to see the clock go down. Side out of the stormy winter, walking hard and trying to save my pain. The weather's clearing up, it's getting better. I sing to myself each and every day. I want to be in Ireland for the summer. It'll be coming soon. Just can't wait to hear the music and to see the clock go down on Galway Bay. I wish that I was sitting the session with the pint of port on the way, seeing beauty in the face, hearing music in everything they say. I want to be in Ireland for the summer. It'll be coming soon, I'm on the way. Can't wait to hear the music
go round. I just wanna be Long Galway.
On Carrickdown, the heat is brown, the clouds are dark over Ardonnell. And many a stream comes rushing down to swell the angry Aun Abui. The morning blast is sweeping fast through many a leafless tree. But I'm alone, for he
straight so far from you.
I think we should play a little Van Morrison in every show because we played some last. You played some last week.
Yes, I did. I did.
And that was from his Irish Heartbeat album.
Yeah, that's a really good album.
It is a very good album. And before that, we heard, I played at least, from Mary O'Hara, Down by the Glenside with Carrig Dunn, the Brown Rock. What's the name of that song? And you started us off, Farmer?
I did. I started us off with Pork Stevens.
Yes, Pork Stevens, yep.
And the song was Ireland for the Summer.
Ah.
And that came off their his album, Puddles and Rainbows.
He's right to want to go to Ireland in the summer, as long as it doesn't rain. He's not mentioning the rain in Ireland in the summer. But anyway.
It talks a lot about Galway, though, this record.
And it rains a lot in Galway because it's right on the ocean. But anyway, I'm offering congratulations and good luck, really, for the next several weeks to the Briffney School of Irish Dance, who are entering the world competition in Killarney at some point. I know tonight is the last rehearsal before they go to the world, so they should be going fairly soon. So I want to congratulate Jen Darby and the Briffney School and all the hard work those kids are doing in order to qualify for this. So we want to wish them luck, and I'll be probably doing it again next week because I'm not sure they're leaving yet.
You don't know what day they're going.
I'm not sure what day they're going. I'm always told, but it was in the middle of everything else that's going on.
So. Yes.
And it's not my job, so that's probably why I didn't pay attention.
That's right.
So you're going to start us off, Farmer.
I'm going to start us off with, the Saw Doctors, yep.
When the troubles of the whole wide world come knocking on your door, and there's problems of a different kind that you never had before, when you've played against the gale force wind and it changes at halftime, and you find your strength deserting you and an empty inside. When there's people that will harm you, though you've done to them no wrong, it's time to sing, it's time to sing, sing a powerful song. Be mined, dug up and sold. When the factories are all closing like they are in our hometown, and your friends are looking out for work that's nowhere to be found. When the spirits they need are rising to be happy, proud and strong, it's time to sing, it's time to sing, sing a powerful song. When the spirits dance,
Small-time country boy when I left that dusty town. Route 66 to the westward, and I hopped an old freight down. California, here I come, by the side door pullman and the sunburned thumb. They called us Okies, low-down bums, and the police on us frowned. Never tire of the road, never tire of the rolling wheel. Never tire of the ways of the world. Way out yonder's a calling me, and the dark road leads me onwards, and the highway, that's my code. And the lonesome voice that I heard in my head said, never tire of the road. California visited the New York Island, me and my guitar. And we played in Menes a hobo jungle, Menes a skid row bar. Standing out in the wind and the rain, that lonesome whistle is a sweet refrain when you're waiting for some old freight train that carries an empty car. Never tire of the road, never tire of the rolling wheel, never tire of the ways of the world. Way out yonder's a calling me, and the dark road leads me onwards, and the highway, that's my code. And the lonesome voice that I heard in my head said, never tire of the road. Surprise. The dirty smell of the politician and the man with the greed in his eyes. One big union, that's our plan, and the IWW's your only man. The flames of discontent we'll fan for the cause that never dies. Never tire of the road, never tire of the rolling wheel, never tire of the ways of the world. Out yonder's a calling me, and the dark road leads me onwards, and the highway, that's my code. And the lonesome voice that I heard in my head said, never tire of the road.
There was Andy Irvin.
It was a catchy little tune.
Well, from his album, it was catchy. Rude Awakening, Never Tire of the Road. I guess that was pretty obvious, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
And Josephine Marsh preceded him with her album, Music in the Frame. Her reels were the Old Pensioner's Reel, the Garavogue Reel, and Ricky's Whiteface Reel. They're really scrambling for titles for some of these reels, I think. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with the Saw Doctors, and the song was Sing a Powerful Song.
Ah.
And that came off their album, The Best of the Saw Doctors.
On this day, June 22nd, in 1921, George V, King of England, visited Belfast for the opening of the new Northern Ireland Parliament. The first meeting of a parliament in Belfast City Hall drove home the reality that following the Government of Ireland Act, a new political dispensation had come into existence. By and large, Catholics boycotted the event. Cardinal Logue, the Archbishop of Armagh, the primate of all Ireland, turned down an invitation to attend. The atmosphere in the city was as febrile as it had ever been. Between July 1920 and June 1922, 455 people were killed in riots, 267 of them Catholics. The Government of Ireland Act may not have been popular among the Catholic population, but it had included a provision that, quote, for the eventual establishment of a parliament for the whole of Ireland and to bring about harmonious action between the parliaments and governments of Southern Ireland and Northern Ireland, unquote. Of course, any such parliament would still have been within the United Kingdom and not an independent republic, which had been envisaged by Sinn Féin. Nevertheless, it was in that spirit of reconciliation that George V addressed the members of the Senate and the House of Commons in Northern Ireland. For all those who loved Ireland, he said, as I do with all my heart, this is a profoundly moving occasion in Irish history. My memories of the Irish people date back to the time when I spent many happy days in Ireland as a midshipman. My affection for the Irish people has been deepened by the successive visits since that time. May this historic gathering be the prelude of a day in which the Irish people, North and South, under one parliament or two, as those parliaments may themselves decide, shall work together in common love for Ireland upon the sure foundations of a mutual justice and respect. And we all know what happened to that. And this is Kevin Cale and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
And I wish everybody would have a great week. Again, like Kevin said, listen to us again next week. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.